Hi, I'm Megan Hillica, a grieving mother turned grief coach. I now support, guide, and offer tools to navigate the unthinkable of child loss to other moms who also know this pain. I help you go from empty, lost, and broken to learning to carry your grief and live alongside it. If there's one thing I want you to see, it's hope. Hope that there's life after loss. Hope that there's so much more for you. And encouragement that you're normal. All of this is possible, along with never forgetting or moving on from your baby or child. I'm holding on to hope for you until you are ready to hold it yourself. Welcome to Grieving Moms Podcast. So I had this very weird realization recently that most everything I wrote down last year has come true. And as I looked at it, it wasn't everything, but a lot of the things. And it kind of shocked me. I've written goals down before, I've dreamed before, but I don't know if I've ever gone back and looked at what I've written down and then looked at what our life looks like today. So before I dive into this realization, I want to read a little win from one mom that I've been working with. She says this. She says, "It still feels like those feelings are here. However, I've noticed that I've been more aware of the feelings and been able to talk myself down a bit. For anxiety and overwhelm, I have used the phrase, there is no danger here. There is no threat. And it helps me to remember that I don't need to let those feelings overtake my body. After actually taking a moment to notice, I'd say that's pretty good for two calls. Also, I want to say that I appreciate the method you use, going to the root of the problem and teaching the brain instead of slogging through each heavy and difficult thought. I really liked leaving your calls feeling lighter rather than heavier, as I have experienced with other methods." I just want to clarify a few things here. While it may seem small or slight what she shared, this is actually huge. This mom did a ton of work for many months and found absolutely no results with another method of work. And in two sessions, one of which she was very distracted because her kids woke up, we made this much difference to even be able to interrupt that trigger cycle, the response of overwhelm and anxiety, to be able to interrupt it and stop it is incredible. So that's a huge win in my opinion. And to be able to work through things that feel heavy and huge and impossible to change in a way that feels light and easier, like she says, it's so, so amazing. If you want to learn more, I am hosting a free call on all about the three myths that are keeping anxious moms stuck in anxiety. So you should come join it. Go to getridofanxietyforgood.com and you'll be able to join us there. So let's talk about dreaming about the future, talk about goals, talk about whatever. We're coming towards the end of the year where this is more like maybe top of mind, especially January. People are like, okay, you know, I'm going to do all the things this year. So last year, after the new year, Justin and I rented a little cabin and went away for a few nights. Our intention was to look back at the year from the last year and then dream about the next year and kind of set goals and intentions. And so I'm going to tell you the things we wrote down intentionally. So I wrote down what went well last year in my business and then what went well last year in my personal life. And then with our marriage and relationships, and then what went well, with my physical body. So it's kind of those four buckets are my business, my personal life, our marriage and relationship, and physical. And I'm actually not sure where I put our kids. It might have been in personal. I can look really quick, but I think I put our family and our kids and what we do as a family within personal. Yeah, just our life. So I did those four buckets for what went well. And then after writing down what went well, I went through each of those categories again business, personal, marriage, and physical, and wrote down all the lessons I had learned from the past year. Everything that didn't go so quote-unquote well, but the things I learned, the things that were challenging, but what can I take from them, all those kind of things. And then I wrote a huge list of experiences, things, and goals that I want for 2023. And I wrote down 25 goals, and now I'm kind of like, I don't think I wrote enough down, because 10 of them happened. And I think I need to write down more goals, because even though 10 out of 25 may not seem like a lot, but a lot of these goals were actually quite big goals. There's a lot of those other 25 that didn't happen that were like pretty little. And like, you know, for example, getting new blinds in my bus. So I never got new blinds, and that's not like that huge of a goal, and it's fine. All the other of the 10, most of them were quite large goals that I didn't really know if they would happen. And they did. And I've been somewhat shocked and surprised as I look at these things that have happened. But I really didn't think much about it. Like, except that we made our plans, we talked about it, we made vision boards, and we dreamed about it. And I'm quite shocked to see how many have happened. So I just, now as I think about it, like 25 goals, I think I read or listened to something from Jim Rohn where he talks about, you know, the more goals you have, the more chances you have of having your goals happen. So have hundreds of goals, like many goals. And so this year I might challenge myself to write down more instead of just 25. So the last thing I did this time was on January 4th or whatever day it was that we went to the cabin. I wrote a journal entry for December 31st, 2023. So I wrote it, you know, about 12 months in advance. And as I read this journal entry, it's so weird. So much of it is true today. Again, there are parts of it that are not true. There are parts that have not happened and our life went differently than what I wrote down. But it's amazing to me how much of it is and how different my life is at this point today from last year. So then I also did my business goals for 2023, and I did an impossible goal and another goal. And then I started writing down 100 ways to fail at getting these goals. And the reasoning behind this is to think of all the possible ways you could get this goal. And when you're thinking of it, because a lot of times we think, oh no, I'm not going to write that one because I'm going to fail. So we don't even write that action down or that thing we could do. Because we think we're going to fail, so we don't even try. But if we practice failing and we practice getting rejected, then we can do it on purpose. And then, whoa, maybe a goal will happen, or, you know, the action will have worked out. So this is a normal part of life and business, is failing and getting rejected. And so it stretches you out of your comfort zone. And obviously I'm not intending to fail, but I'm not going with this idea that if I don't make this goal, then I failed. It's more like, here, let's see what's possible. And if I did these things and they didn't work, I tested it out and quote unquote failed at it. But what was Thomas Edison thing? What was that thing with Thomas Edison that he failed 1,000 times at creating a light bulb before he actually created the light bulb? That's pretty inspiring to me. A lot of times we try once or twice or even 5 times and we're like, oh, it's not working. So that's pretty inspiring. 1,000 times to create a light bulb. So I guess I have a few more things. I was going to say the last thing, but I don't think this is the last thing. I want to leave this with you, is having the belief and intention for your life. Do you have a vision or a dream or a purpose of where you're going? I know it sounds so cliche and it's like what people say, but it just really drove it home right now for me with this exercise, that having a goal or a place you are going, it keeps you going. It gives you energy. It gives you next steps when you're unsure of the next steps. When you're like confused, like unsure, what do I do? Then you look at your goals and like you just do one of the impossible things, or 100 ways to fail. If I asked you where you want to be in 1 year or what your big dream is, do you know what that is? Now, most people can't answer this. What's your dream? What's your goal? What's your vision for your year? Like, even if it doesn't happen, having that gives you energy, gives you life, gives you a reason to keep going. So take a moment or however long, do a weekend planning like we did last year. And this year we're just going to do a long day of planning because I have a little baby. But what are your goals? What do you dream of? And with the dream, have you ever spoken it out loud? Or is it too scary, too impossible? Maybe you've thought things like, that's impossible, or who am I to even think of such things? Or what if you try it and you fail? That was one of the things that held me back from talking about our bus when we were first dreaming about doing it. It was so scary to say, this is what we're planning on doing, because what if we tell everybody we're planning on buying a bus and we're planning on completely gutting it and making it into a home on wheels and traveling the country? Because at that point, Justin had a 9-to-5 job and he's fully supporting us. And his 9-to-5 job had zero interest in remote work. So we had no way to travel with work. We needed to have an income. And there were so many roadblocks, and it was like scary to say and tell people, because then I'm like publicly failing in front of people, because I say we're going to do this. And then what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't work out? What if we start going, we buy the bus, and then we give up because it's too hard or it's too challenging, or we ran out of money, or we weren't ever, you know, we get to the finish and then we're never even able to travel because we have to stay with a 9-to-5 job. So all of this is normal. It's normal to have these thoughts. It's normal to kind of like be scared. But anything that happens in your life, it starts with a dream. It starts with an idea. And then that's where you start taking steps towards it. And yes, I believe everything comes from God. But I also believe God helps those who help themselves. And you can have a dream and a vision, and if you don't take steps towards it, guess what? It for sure won't happen. If you have a dream and you're afraid of failing, do you know what's already happening? You're already failing. You're already not doing the thing because of the fear of failing. But if you start to, you never know. It might actually happen, which is incredible. So, friend, I hope you'll start towards that goal and that vision. See it in your mind, and then remember that you don't have to know how it will happen. That's been a huge realization for me. You don't need to know how. You don't need to figure it all out. It's the waiting in the space of trusting and knowing that everything will work out exactly how it's supposed to. It's the most challenging place to be, but the most beautiful place to be. I want to leave you with something I wrote down at the business conference that I went to after a meditation. I wrote down this. I said, there's no need to force anything. When holding intention, gratitude, and trust, and actually taking the step, anything is possible. Fear will come, that's a given, and lean into it and then through it. All right, my friends, take care. And as a reminder, I'm hosting a free call for anxious moms. If you've been feeling anxiety on a daily or weekly basis and you are so tired of how it's affecting your life negatively, and you're sick of talking about it and ready to actually make a difference with it, come join this free call. I'm going to share the 3 biggest myths about anxiety that are keeping you stuck in it. Go to getridofanxietyforgood.com and register for the session right now, right away, before this podcast ends. Go do that so then you can really start on the path of getting rid of anxiety for good. Take care. If you like this podcast and have found it helpful, I want to invite you to come check out Gravy Mom's Haven.
This is my monthly community for grieving moms, where you can learn positive coping mechanisms, find a safe space with others who understand, and learn lifelong skills that support you as you learn how to carry this weight of grief in your life. There are group coaching calls where we do guided meditations, tapping meditations, breath work, and just talk, knowing that everyone in the group is also walking the path of child loss. You can come check out Grieving Moms Haven at www.grievingmomshaven.com.